AM860 FM 95.1 KWPC with Tim Scott here on the voice of Muscatine.com. We're talking to Travis, the manager of Palms Theater here in Muscatine. And Travis, first of all, good morning. How's it going today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there just like everybody, right? What else can you do?
Yeah, just kind of hang out by yourself and hope that everything's good, right?
That's right. Well, the theater business, which you're in at the Palms Theater here in Muscatine, I mean, statewide, it's all been closed down pretty much. You guys can't even be open to show movies, right?
Yeah, no, it's all the screens are dark in Iowa right now, so it's pretty boring for all of us theater employees. Not a whole lot to do.
You had a good idea that's going to be going on this weekend. You're going to be selling popcorn to people. You know, you know, most people are shut in their homes. They can't do very much. It's supposed to be kind of a rainy weekend again, especially on Saturday. So people watching movies at home and stuff like that, if they don't want to make popcorn, they can buy it from you guys. Tell me how all that's going to work, Travis.
Yep, so we're going to be selling large popcorns to go. The reason why we're doing larges is because they come with a nice shake-and-share lid, so that way, you know, it's a little bit easier for people to keep it in the large popcorn in the tubs as opposed to, you know, spilling it in their car as they're taking it. But it's going to be all curbside, so we're not actually letting anybody into the theater. So I'm going to be showing up around 12 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. To start taking phone calls. We'll take the payments. We're doing credit card only. We don't want to be handling any cash. So if you have a credit card or a gift card where we can process the payment over the phone, then we can take those. But, yeah, we're going to be processing everything over the phone. And then when you come in, we'll bring your order out to you right to the curbside. That's pretty much how it's going to run.
Have you heard any word from the governor? I mean, I know the president pretty much has, you know, mandated that everybody or suggested that everybody keep working from home through the end of this month. Has your industry heard anything from officials as to when maybe movie theaters can open up again, perhaps the end of the month? Or
I don't think anybody has heard anything as far as when we're going to be opening. I know at this point in time we're not going to be able to open until at least the 8th. But realistically, I mean, if you kind of listen to what the president's saying, I think we're kind of expecting maybe the end of the month, but I mean, that's just all projections. It's all really up in the air right now. It kind of comes down to what our governor decides.
Yeah. It's, you know, this whole situation is really hitting every type of industry that you can think of, especially hard. I mean, here at the radio station, our advertising is, down. It's down at all radio stations across the country. You guys have it even worse. You can't even be open at all. So you virtually have no income.
Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. This is a completely unprecedented situation we're in. So I think for most of us, it's just kind of taking it day by day. And I mean, we can project all we want right now, too, as far as when we're going to be open. But I mean,
you never know, probably until the last minute, right? Yeah.
Yeah. What's true today is different tomorrow. I mean, none of the information anybody's getting right now, as far as I can tell, is staying consistent besides stay home and wash your hands. That's about the only consistency we're getting from anybody.
Yeah, it really does change every day. So, well, Travis, you're going to be doing that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that correct?
Yep, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be 2:30 till 6:30 is going to be pickup. I'm going to be there at about noon to start taking phone calls. We did have one location do it last weekend, and they said that the biggest issue that they ran into was just people trying to call in. So I do recommend calling in early if you know you want it. Try and call in early because I know some people had, you know, it took them a while to get through the line because that's going to be our biggest limiting factor.
All right, Travis. Well, it's you know, it's a way to survive, and we're trying to call and reach out to businesses and put local businesses on the air and just ask them, you know, what ideas they're having to keep their businesses going. And Travis, that's a great idea that you guys have to try to keep a little business coming in the door there at Palms Theater. So thanks for all you guys do over there at the Palms Theater. And normally, you know as well as I do this. I use the theaters as a great getaway. Normally, I would take my grandkids to see a movie every other weekend, you know.
Yep. Well, we
can't do that anymore.
I sure miss seeing your face walk through those doors. I will say that. Like, there are a lot of customers that we have who come every weekend, every other weekend, a couple times a week, and I miss everybody who, you know, all the customers that I serve. I miss them all.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm going to look forward to when things clear up is going back to the movies again. It's a great way to spend time with family and friends, no doubt about that. Travis, thanks for all you guys do over at the Palms Theater here in Muscatine, and look forward to maybe seeing you this weekend.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing a lot of people this weekend, hopefully.
All right, Travis, you take care.
You take care, too.
Thank you so much.